From the beginning and before the ages, I was. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As Catholics, you know how important numbers are. For example, 7 or 12 or 6 in relationship to 7 or 8 or 10 or 5. They all have a special symbolism. And as you grow up and over the years and you follow the Mass, the Catechism, the Scriptures, 40, the number 40 in particular, you know their importance. That's because the numbers are important to God, and numbers are important as well. Numbers and dates to the Mother of God. If you were to ask our Blessed Lady what her favorite date was, I suppose there might be several numbers that might come to her most august mind. That is to say, the 8th, the day of her Immaculate Conception, the day of her Nativity. Or it might be the 25th, the day of the creation of the world, the day of the Annunciation and the Incarnation, the day, too, of our Lord's death on Good Friday at Calvary, and her becoming the co-redemptrix, the mediatrix of all graces, the Mother of Sorrows. The 13th, though, would surely figure in there as well. By pious speculation, the 13th is held on the day as the day of the Dormition, or the falling asleep of the Blessed Mother, in preparation for her glorious Assumption on the third day, on the 15th of August. And well before our Blessed Lady chose to come to this earth at Fatima, in the so important series of apparitions which we commemorate piously each year with our Rosary Procession for Peace and the special Mass. Well before that, there were already on the 13th of several of these months between May and October, already a Feast of Mary. And so the 13th was the feast day of Our Lady, the Queen of Martyrs, one of the original and very, very ancient feast days, the feast of the dedication of one of the wonders of the world into a temple in her honor, the Pantheon in ancient Rome, which was filled at some point with all the relics of all the martyrs in the catacombs. And then the 13th later on became the feast of Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. And in June, of course, the 13th is the feast day of her intrepid defender and beautiful apostle, St. Anthony of Padua. And in August, likewise, on this day, the 13th, there is kept a feast in some places, Our Lady, the Refuge of Sinners, which is a very beautiful thought, and a wonderful title, the 13th. Our Lady, that is to say, Almighty God, was very offended when the three children of Fatima were kidnapped by the wretched socialist administrator of their district under yet another communistic government after yet another revolution. They had so many at that era in Portugal, you know. This man's nickname was the Tinker, because he never really stayed with any one job too long, and he tried to be more zealous than anyone else, and he was a Freemason and also a communist in his promotion of the Freemasonic goals and the persecution of the Catholic Church. And he, with at least the partial connivance of the parish priest, Father Ferreira, kidnapped the children. And in the priest's defense, it must be said that the priests were absolutely terrified that the communists would close down their churches. So he thought that a certain measure of prudent going along would be the rule for the day, that would make sense. And so the children were taken off, and of course this was the occasion, it was on this day, the 13th of August, that they were questioned yet again and very, very harshly, and they were kept overnight, and they were threatened with death. Indeed, they were told that they were going off one after another to be put to death for the faith, and they were put into a jail cell for a while. All of these things happened on the 13th and the 14th of August, but the apparition didn't happen because the Freemason, the communist, Santos, Arturo Santos, he got in the way. And we shall see what Our Lady had to say about that and the terrible consequences, because the sacred date that God had reserved for the August apparition had been interfered with. It was not until the following Sunday, and I'll read to you again from Father Martindale's so interesting book, on the afternoon of Sunday, August 19th, time for the sheep to be taken out to pasture, and Jacinta had been called to help her mother. And so Lucia went off with Francisco and Francisco's elder brother, João, which I think is Joachim in Portuguese. They went to a place called Valinos, belonging to one of Lucia's uncles. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they noticed that the air grew cooler. The sunlight seemed somewhat dimmed, and there was a flash of lightning. Interestingly enough, Lucia's sister Teresa and her husband were just entering Fatima when the air cooled and the sunlight looked yellowish, that unusual light I told you about on Sunday. It looked yellowish and then took on various colors as it had done at the Covadaria. "What is this?" Teresa exclaimed. "Another mystery." For the same colors began to show on her husband's white shirt. "How mistaken we've all been." "Why?" he asked. "Don't you see that it's just like the 13th? And when they reached the church of Fatima, the colors had faded out. It turned out to be just the same time as the apparition was occurring, not at Fatima, not at the Cova, but at this place called Valinos. Lucia, on her side, was distressed because Our Lady was obviously coming, but Jacinta wasn't there. And so she told Francisco's brother, João, to run and to fetch her, but he wanted to stay because he wanted to see Our Lady. And so she offered him a little bribe, some money, and she told him there would be more for him if he would do his job well. And he did go off, and Olympia, who's the mother of Jacinta, she was in a bad mood, and she says, "What's all this nonsense? Must the priest always have his sacristan?" Somewhat sarcastically. But in the end, she gave way, and João found Jacinta at her godmother's, and hand in hand, they ran off to this new place for the vision, Valinos. Olympia, too, went off to see what she could, but she got there too late. And João, who wanted to see the lady, he saw nothing at all. The moment Jacinta got there, there was a second flash of light, and the lady appeared above a tree, a larger tree than at Fatima. Lucia, as usual, asked her what she wished, and again was told to return to the cova on the 13th and to pray the rosary daily. And Lucia once more asked for a miracle so that all might believe. And this is what Our Lady said, "I will grant one in October, but not so grand a one as if they had not taken you to the town. Saint Joseph, too, will come with the Holy Child to bring peace to the world." Isn't that wonderful? Saint Joseph brings peace to the world as he comes with the Holy Child. And then Our Lady continues, "Our Lord will come also to bless the people. Our Lady of the Rosary and Our Lady of Sorrows will come too." And then Lucia has a practical question because this lady had set up a table for offerings and there was quite a bit of money. And Our Lady said, "Well, two portable statue stands, a bit like what we use to carry the statue for the processions. Two of those should be made. And one was for the boys, who were to be dressed in white, and another for the girls, and they're also to be in white." And all of this money was for the feast then of Our Lady of the Rosary, for the rosary procession then. Lucia related that the lady repeated that they were to pray very much and make sacrifices for sinners, because many souls went to hell because no one made sacrifices for them. And then Our Lady left, and Francisco and Jacinta pulled off some of the boughs of some branches, green branches, of the tree on which Our Lady had stood. And Maria de los Anjos says that Jacinta ran up to Maria Rosa and with others was there at her house door, and she told him that she had seen Our Lady at the Valinos. And then this woman said, "Oh, well, these lies never cease. Now you'll be seeing Our Lady all over the place. So Jacinta gave her the two sprays, seeing that Our Lady had put one foot on the first and the other on the second. And this woman, Maria Rosa, she said that they smelled wonderfully sweet, but it wasn't roses, it was something else, but she couldn't tell what it was. So she put them on the table till someone else could come along and give her opinion as to what they smelled like. But Jacinta took them when Maria Rosa left the room so that she could show them to her parents. It would seem that from that time too, Lucia began to be treated more kindly in her home because her parents smelled the fragrance as well. T. Marto, that would be Jacinta's father, he came back later, and a man said to him, "Well, the miracle's going well. What do you mean? I know nothing new. Our Lady's appeared again to your two and to the Abobora's girl. I tell you, your Jacinta's got something special about her. She hadn't gone with the others, and it was only when she came that Our Lady appeared." So T. Marto, as was his custom, he was quite thoughtful, went out into the yard to sit down and think this over. And then he goes into the kitchen, and Jacinta comes in looking radiant with a branch about this size, says Marto, in her hand. "And as she came in, I smelt a most delicious scent that I can't describe. I put out my hand to take the branch and said, 'What have you got there?' And she says, 'It's the branch Our Lady stood on.' I took the branch and I smelt it, but the scent had gone." So that's a little bit of what happened for the August apparition. And it is interesting. Days are important to God. Think how much the good God is offended, because no one will keep the first day, Sunday, devoutly, and how much God must be offended, because very few people, even Catholics, ever think to abstain from meat on Fridays. And who is it, whoever offers up any sacrifices on Saturday or keeps the first Saturday? Days and dates and feasts, they're all very important to God. This could be a thought of our reparation at Mass tonight, Holy Communion, and at this Fatima procession for peace. Think of the graces that would have been given if that one Freemason had not blocked the date that God had chosen. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.